Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mesechus Krisus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Asabas Rachol, Shishi B'zecher Avayin, Yerziv Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah regarding women who gave birth, really meaning they miscarried some sort of form, and we're not so sure if that's mechayiv them to bring a carbon chatos that a yeledes, that a regular woman who gives birth would have to bring. And the Mishnah had listed three categories. There are those that are going to bring a carbon and it's going to be eaten. There are those that are going to bring a carbon and it's not going to be eaten. And those are not going to bring a carbon at all. We already discussed the first category. Here Mishnah Dal discusses the second, Elu Mevias Ve'Einoi Nechal, the following are going to bring carbon chatos, but it's not going to be eaten. Hamapelas Ve'Ein Yodua Ma'apila, if she miscarried some sort of form and she doesn't know what she miscarried, she's not so sure if it's a form that's mechaiver to bring carbon or not, so she's going to bring and it's just not going to be eaten. Ve'Chein Shtei Nashim, also two women, She'Pilu, both of them miscarried. Achas Min Petur V'Achas Min Chayva, one of them miscarried something that's Potter, and one of them miscarried something that would be Chayiv, and they got mixed up. We're not so sure which one gave birth to which, so we both have to bring a carbon, but it's just not going to be eaten. When is this? That's if they both came to the base of Mekdash and then they both left. One went to the east, one went to the west. We're not so sure which one was which. So then they both have to bring a carbon, but it's just not going to be eaten. But if both of them are there as one, they're both standing together, they bring a carbon and it's eaten, which means only one carbon is brought for the two of them and it's going to be eaten because one of them is chayiv to bring for sure, and they just make a stipulation, a tanai, that if I'm the one that's chayiv to bring, so it's my carbon, and if you're the one that's chayiv to bring, so it's your carbon. Moving on to Mishnah to the third category, Elu She'ein and Mevi'os, the following women don't bring a carbon chatos at all. Amapel Shafir, if she miscarried the skin of a child, but it's Mali Mayim, it was just full of water, or Mali Dam, it was full of blood, or Mali Geninim, it was full of some sort of colorful liquid or secretion, or Hamapel's Kamin Dagim Chagavim Shkatsim Ramasim, the form that she miscarried looked like either a fish, grasshoppers, or different Shkatsim Ramasim, or Hamapel's Yom Arbaim, if she miscarried from the beginning of her pregnancy up until day 40, in all these cases, she's not going to bring a carbon, because the form that she had miscarried is not considered a vlad, it's not considered a child. And also, v'yotzei daifen, if a regular child was born by way of cesarean section, yotzei daifen literally means it came out of the wall, that's what we call a C-section. Also in that situation, it's not considered the standard vlad, so she wouldn't be chayiv to bring a carbon. However, Roshim mechayiv yotzei daifen, Roshim is mechayiv to bring a carbon chatos when she gives birth by way of yotzei daifen, by way of cesarean section. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.